Chicken Little's life had changed forever. He thought the sky was falling down, causing a panic. What's a panic?
When you're really, really scared.
Yes. Now everyone called him a crazy little chicken. Are they being really nice by calling him that?
No.
Watching a group of 4 and 5-year-olds, it's clear they're very different. Some are outgoing, talkative, willing to take risks. Others are quiet, uncertain, or unable to concentrate. That's why this preschool tests children twice a year to see if they're ready for kindergarten. Lisa Fisher is the director of admissions for Bright Beginnings and the mother of 2 children with August birthdays. That meant they were younger than many of their preschool classmates.
Every parent-teacher conference, I'm like, are they ready? Are they okay? And they've done just fine. You know, of course, you ask other people's opinions and what they're doing with their kids. And just as far as my kids were concerned, they were ready.
But not everyone is so sure. This mom, who asked that we not use her name, put her son in kindergarten just before his 5th birthday.
There are some children that were redshirted in kindergarten and then also were held back. He now has an 8-year-old in his 1st grade class, and he's 6 and a half.
So now she and her husband are thinking of holding their son back for another year of 1st grade.
Academically, he's where he needs to be, but an 8-year-old is going to be above level. We need to be very cautious about his emotional well-being. And is he going to have some sort of confidence issue because he sees this other kid doing things he's not doing, like reading chapter books?
This pattern concerns educators, and at the University of Virginia, Assistant Professor Daphna Basak decided to study redshirting.
In some communities, redshirting has become so prevalent that parents in those communities feel a lot of pressure to do it. So many kids are doing it that if I don't do this for my child, they're going to really be behind.
Some news reports indicated up to 20% of kids were redshirted, but Basak's study showed the numbers nationwide were far lower, closer to 4%, and the prevalence depended very much on socioeconomics.
Basically, redshirting doesn't happen for Black kids at all. And we find that amongst high-income families, the likelihood that you're going to redshirt is almost 3 times as high as among kids in poverty, which makes a lot of sense because preschool or childcare or any arrangement where you might put your child instead is very expensive.
And it may not be worth the extra investment unless a child is really not ready for kindergarten, unable to handle the stress of group activities, the anxiety of a new place, or the challenge of academics. On average, Basak found parents thinking about redshirting had kids who were not far behind their peers, even though they were younger.
On average, you really don't see that those kids that are being delayed are any further behind on any measure we could look at, from their physical development to their cognitive skills, their behavioral outcomes, and things like that.
And looking at how younger kids did, she concludes that entering kindergarten at an earlier age can be stimulating.
Being around peers that are able to do more than you can do pushes you to work harder. And so if you are now amongst the oldest kids in your class, then maybe you're a little bit less challenged, you're bored, you're pushing yourself less.
The UVA study is published in the journal Educational Evaluation and Policy Analysis. I'm Sandy Houseman.